This is Juno Afternoon here on Monday, October 29th. It's about 20 minutes past the hour. Back in the studio here with Gul Ramirez and Rachel Utzler. Rachel, so often when you're on the show, you are representing the Juno Arts and Humanities Council or Makerspace.
Or Makerspace or
something. Whatever. But today, this is just you, the multidisciplinary artist that is Rachel Utzler.
Yes. This is just my straight up art.
Cool. And so your show, Reconstructed, as Glow mentioned, opens this Friday at the Canvas. It'll be up for a month.
It is, yes.
I have some of your pieces up on our website right now.
Oh, good.
Would you choose one of these?
Both of those, that actually kind of a pair. I seem to be working a lot of my stuff in kind of just groups of either two or three. And these pieces, they're actually glass pieces of shovels that I did years and years ago, and they were just sitting in my studio gathering dust. And then I started collecting. Well, I have a little problem where people bring a lot of rusted things and glass and stuff to my house oftentimes, and then I can't say no to rusted things and glass.
It's a problem.
If I wasn't an artist, I would be a hoarder, but I have an excuse. And my piles are very organized. But this one basically is putting together old construction materials. I use the window frames from the glass windows that I've used in the past. But this is one where I just had some extra pieces from my studio that were sitting there. And I've always been really interested in textiles also. So I've been adding textiles in and kind of making these assemblages kind of.
Is that the white piece there in the middle?
Yeah, yeah. It's crochet pieces that I found in my grandmother's old boxes of things. So it has some family history along with reusing basic waste materials is what I'm really, really getting at.
And if you're near a computer, you can go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon and see this image that we're talking about. It looks too like balance and symmetry have a lot to do with things for you.
Yeah, I basically, I'm like, okay, how can I make this all fit together? And then I like use a lot of extra string. I find myself picking up string oftentimes walking on around.
We talked about this the other day.
Boxes.
I cannot keep getting stuff or I'm going to be labeled a hoarder. And then she's like, no, we're artists. There is a fine line and we haven't crossed it yet.
There's intention. It's motivated.
Yes, there is intention.
And it's all organized.
I've really been trying to preach about reducing plastic waste. And so I've been trying to put plastic into my art a little bit, but it's been really difficult because I'm really attached to rusted things and old wood. But I have been also with this mosaic class. That is what has really propelled me into starting to do a bunch of mosaics. So some pieces that no one actually has seen in town anywhere because they're sitting in my living room just drying at the moment are all done with waste materials and put into like a mosaic form.
Why? So Reconstructed is the name of the show. Why?
Reconstructed Refuse, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Refuse. Okay.
Yes.
Why is refuse and rust? Why are you attracted to these things?
Well, rust I've just had the whole sense of wabi-sabi kind of thing and the art of decay.
Yeah, for our listeners who don't know wabi-sabi.
I've always kind of had that theme running through my artwork. But then I really realized, what an issue garbage and waste products have been in our life. When I worked at the brewery many years ago and was we started the coastal cleanup movement kind of thing going on for the 1% of IPA sales. And that was so much fun. I love going and doing beach cleanups. That's one of my favorite things to go to remote places and pick up man-made waste. And it's an issue.
If I may go back to wabi-sabi for a minute, how would you describe that to someone who's never heard it before?
Oh, that's always a trick. It took me forever to even remember that term. But basically, it is the art of decay. Mm. And it's kind of like seeing the beauty in decay and as it's the process. And, that's part of living.
Right. Looking at the second piece here, there's some different elements in this. Can you describe this for our listeners?
So that one also is another one of the shovels, because I did do the shovels. They were in pairs. This one has more found bones that are found on the beach down on Sandy Beach. I live right above that, which is just so much fun, and I have a hard time not coming home empty-handed. And some more pieces that I found in my grandmother's scrap material bins going on.
And thinking about this glass shovel, you know, making a metal shovel out of glass, what motivated that?
Well, for years I was doing tools. That was my original kind of concept. I've done the chisels, was right when I first got the glass kiln, I started making glass tools. And so these are actually like from probably about 2010 when I got the glass kiln.
And do you remember what inspired you to make tools out of glass?
Probably because of all the rusted glass shovels that people kept dropping off at my house. I have a full wall of them, and they just look so great. I have a bunch of glass wrenches, too, that I've actually cast, the old rusted wrenches that I have around. And I don't know. I just like tools. I like work ethic.
Take us back. Let's think about work ethic and when you started making art.
Oh, good God. That would have been when I was a child.
Cool.
I actually never really called myself an artist until a few years ago, though. And now I'm just like, you know what? I actually really am an artist. And now I can fess up to it.
So where were
and it's
you?
It's become very important in my life.
You're as a kid and developing. What, if you can describe, like, what made you start putting these things together in these compositions? Were you doing things like this since you were a kid? Or?
You need to see my living room, basically. Pretty much all the all surfaces and walls are kind of covered in kind of compositions like this. And then I'm just like, you know, there's so much here that I've really got to put them together in compositions and then move on with it.
So basically escaping being a hoarder.
Pretty much. Yes, exactly.
No, these are absolutely
beautiful. And this
show
actually is going to have a whole bunch of chandeliers too. So it doesn't really focus on the wall pieces as much. I do have some really large wall pieces that are actually that I've did in December of 2017 and were shown at the Bunnell Street Gallery in Homer is when I had a show up there, but they have never been seen in town whatsoever.
So light, right? With
yes.
chandeliers and
yes.
light.
Oh,
when did that
yes.
come into your wheelhouse?
Well, that's been a big running theme for quite some time, even with the chisels when I first started. I mean, because I think it's just the medium of glass and just what it was calling for. It doesn't look as great on the wall as it does if you have light coming through it, because it really is. Glass is reflective.
So,
and shiny.
Chandeliers.
Yes.
By Rachel. Mosaics.
Yep. I've been trying to pare it down. The wall pieces, oftentimes I have a bunch of wall pieces that are actually out of old sides of buildings over in the flats. A friend of ours took down their outdoor garage, and I just love that look of the patina and the lead paint and kind of things, and I've created those into like large wall pieces that I've done some stenciling, because I started doing some stenciling too.
Beyond not being a hoarder,
right?
What does art do for you? Why do you make this?
I think it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Actually, it really does. It just calms you down. It makes you like stop and think about things. I mean, it's the stuff that I do is incredibly repetitive. It takes a really long time just to sit there and just cut glass. I found that out, especially with these mosaics. I'm not sure how long I'm going to keep up doing this one, because those tiny pieces that you're just cutting more. I'm trying to go smaller, but then things get larger and I don't know. It can be a mess. But then I pull it together.
Guo, what time should we show up on Friday for her first Friday opening?
We start at 4:30 p.m., 4:30 to 7.
All right. Rachel, looking forward to seeing this work up at the canvas. Lots of nice light in there as well.
Oh, yeah. It will be great. And especially now that it's getting darker, that's it's really good for the November is a good show, or a month for me to show.
Absolutely. If people can't make it in this next month over to the canvas to see your work in person, do you have a digital presence we can find?
I have a website. It's Ratchet Constructs is my business name. It, or you could just type in Art by Rachel Utzler, and that will pop up right there, too.
Rachel Utzler, her art show is opening Reconstructed and Refuse.
Reconstructed Refuse.
Reconstructed Refuse, opening this Friday at the Canvas 430. Glow Ramirez.
Yes.
Gracias mucho for coming on the show. Thank you both.
Of course. Thank you.